I'm at one of the Sindelpocho camps in Thali. I've walked through the actual main base of the camp. There's 459 people who live here in four blocks. Now, each block consists of 27 families. This used to be a poultry farm that was deserted 2 years ago, and now people are living in it, and by the looks of it, there's lots and lots of children, all of different ages. Around me, I've got a couple of kids that are no more than two or three, and they're living in this camp, in cramped conditions, and their homes have been completely destroyed.
My name is Rusan Nipa.
How difficult is it in these conditions to look after the kids? How important is it?
Kids in general had to be counselled. Also that being at different surroundings, the environment being different from Kathmandu, being a valley and the place Sindhupalchuk where they come from, being the hills, was quite strange for them. So they had to be actually counseled in different levels by actually drawing them pictures, talking to them about the place, about how safe it is. So that's how it has been.
How long have you been a teacher for?
About 39 years.
Before this earthquake was there, she had actually just retired. So she came out of retirement to help these children.
This camp used to have 20 volunteers that worked here. That was straight after the earthquake, but a lot of them have dispersed to help other projects elsewhere.
My name is Ram Kajistrista.
Ram, why did you decide to volunteer?
All of the people are from the nearby VDCs. I decided that I will, if I can, I'll help the people, I'll support the people. These are my people, and I'll settle my family. After that, I'll go back again. After there is nothing left, there's no houses left. Everywhere it's damaged, it's collapsed. When you go back there is nothing. You have to start it again. You have to make this temporary building, houses, and no food, nothing, no water. So it will be very bad.
And what is his plan when he gets home? You know, how are they going to start building from scratch?
I'll go and check the place, either it's safe or not. Then I'll take my family and build some like this temporary houses there, and it's my plan.
I'm Pawan Achare. I'm psychosocial counselor as well as supervisor of camp.
Now, most people would think of Action Against Hunger as being a kind of charity that would supply food and sort of focus on the food element of things based on the name of the charity. Why is it so important, or why have you decided that mental health is the best way that you could support these people?
It's important for them because if they have food and not mental health support, they are not actually well. Because if they have food only, feelings and their problems are in inner side. So if we provide them only foods, it's not enough for them. So we decided to provide mental health support.